The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It's Monday night. You know what that means. It's time for our Monday Night Raw review, the first of 2021 here at Fightful. We'll go ahead and get a couple plugs out of the way. YouTube.com/FightfulScraps. Please subscribe. Please watch the videos because New Japan thought it would be fun to nuke our entire live streaming over there after I did a 4.5-hour stream with this very candle and none of their footage. So, yeah, that sucked. So tonight I will be doing the watch along on Twitch because they don't give a shit what we stream over there. Even though we didn't really break any rules anyway, I'll be over at twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Please leave a thumbs up over here. Subscribe, tap that bell for notifications, and donate a super chat. It'll get your question or statement read on the air. I'm joined by Denise Salcedo. Denise, how you doing?
It's our first show of the year.
It is. And it's a good thing, Denise, that right out of the gate, WWE, we're like, you know what? We left people wondering, did somebody get burned alive last week? Let's hear about the Hogan phone.
Yeah, seriously. It wasn't something that was immediately touched on. I even forgot.
Yeah, J.K. Schwall says, Wrestle Kingdom crying baby opener was better than the Raw Hogan opener. Yes, it was. Ricky Choshu with the crying baby was so much better. Guys, get in your super chats. Leave those thumbs up. We got lots of stuff going on this week. I'm sure you guys will see it. I'm sure you guys will hear about it. There's just so much, and I am exhausted. So let's get right into this show. Matthew Garrett says, insert Martin Lawrence screaming, why? For real, this won't ruin Drew, but it takes away from the up-and-comers. This is in regards to Bill Goldberg at the end of the show. And if all goes how it should go, Denise, I don't think this will take away from Drew. But if he loses that title to Bill Goldberg, it will certainly take away from Drew McIntyre.
He's definitely not going to lose the belt. This is just a feud to get him over, have a great match at Royal Rumble, hopefully. And I think people are just going to work themselves.
With Goldberg? Yeah, but a lot of people said that about The Fiend last year, too. How'd that end up?
Yeah, but people forget about so much. They just think about The Fiend, but they don't think about the great matches that he, or the great stuff he did with Brock Lesnar. No, yeah. People decide to focus on one thing.
Or him beating Kevin Owens for the title. Or the time he almost killed Undertaker in the ring because he gave himself a concussion. Remember that?
Yeah. Okay.
Or we could go back to WCW. Remember when he gave himself a concussion?
Why are you going back all the way there?
Remember when he busted open his own forearm and ruined like 3 months of booking?
So, Sean, I'm assuming you're not happy about this?
I mean, if Drew ends up winning, then I don't really mind. I don't really care. I just don't want to see Bill Goldberg winning another championship. Because if his run involves him beating Brock Lesnar, beating The Fiend, beating Kevin Owens, beating Drew McIntyre, that is wildly counterproductive to what they're doing and is really indicative of why they have to rely on Legends Nights instead of their own talent selling shows. Like that's why they're in part of the predicament that they're in, is because they never seem to treat their current stars as important as the old guys. I think they were last year with Roman Reigns, but things happened.
I don't think they're going to go down that direction.
I hope not. I really hope not. And that's the hot topic right now. Colt Bedosis, how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man? was playing in my head when Goldberg's out there. Also, where was Eva Marie? As I reported, she was once scheduled for this night, but it wasn't, it was far from guaranteed. She was there on December 14th at backstage at a Raw show. Also, Denise, Carlito, Candice, Michelle, as we reported on FightfulSelect.com tonight, not on the show. I was actually probably most excited to see Carlito just because he hadn't been there. What did you think of them missing out?
Well, to be honest, I kind of felt like they could have brought in more people or maybe made a bigger deal about it. I kind of felt like it was very much in the background of things. I was kind of hoping for maybe a little bit more involvement with the legends. You know, it's always fun just to see who's back there and what they're doing. But overall, it was just quick, like, oh, legend appearance, quick there. Legend appearance, quick there. Okay, like if we're promoting it as Legends Night, I kind of wanted to see more involvement or more creative segments with the legends involved. You know, something fun that fans could be like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, they had the whole thing with Torrie Wilson and the Boogeyman. That was really fun. I think I would have liked a little bit more of that.
We're going to try a little bit of a different format because this is such a hot topic. We'll get to Goldberg Super Chats in between each segment because there's a lot of them. But we had New Day coming out on Miz TV, and they say they're doing New Day talks, and they just kind of trashed the Miz and Morrison segment. After all this happens, Teddy Long pops up, and everybody's expecting him to say, well, it's time for a tag team match. Instead, he says they're going one-on-one with The Undertaker. I love the swerve, Denise.
Dude, for a second, I thought, no, they're already going to bring back The Undertaker. For a split second, I believed it, Sean. I was like, what the no? Please, God, no. Don't tell me this is happening right now. And then when they did it, the whole swerve thing, I actually thought it was pretty hilarious with Pierce coming out and basically telling him. And he had the whole, like, oops, my bad face. Like, no, well, this is what I meant. I actually thought that was really funny. And it was probably the best part of the intro, because I thought that the intro to Raw was a little bit of a slow burner.
Oh yeah, the opening segment and the match took like 25 minutes. That was quite a bit. No title on the line or anything. The match was fine. The match was good. And you need these types of matches that aren't for the title or aren't necessarily for that to prop up the next contender. Because if they're going to put New Day back in there or they're going to put Miz and Morrison in there, I do want them to get wins and deserve a title shot. And that's what this was. Unfortunately, we're seeing the same old thing with the Money in the Bank winner where they're like, ah, who cares? They can lose a bunch. People will forget about it and then they can cash in. How did you feel about that and the match?
Okay, the match itself was fine, but to be honest, I was expecting more of a banger to open up the show, so it kind of took me out of it a little bit, where I kind of just felt like, okay, I'm tuning in because this whole Legends thing is being promoted, so I did want to see more of this, and the New Day versus Miz and Morrison wasn't necessarily something that rocked my boat.
Yeah, it was okay. It was enjoyable. I thought it was fine. I loved the Teddy Long stuff, but this did eat up a lot of time. Yeah, it was. It was the best part. And that's no disrespect to those in the ring. But this ate up a lot of time. And as we saw at the end of the show, Denise, it was time they needed because they were in a crunch.
What time did, because my stream on Sling usually finishes late. So I never know if it's like a accidental overrun or what.
Well, they don't have an overrun anymore.
No, right. But I always think that because my stream always ends late.
Yeah, well, this one was definitely a race against the clock. It was tough to finish out this show. Pass it to DJ. Says, just finished my first shift of the new job. Went well. Plus it's my birthday. Have a good show. Happy birthday and congratulations. We're definitely pulling for you there. Zach Barber says, I have to say, Torrie Wilson is an absolute smoke show. Fountain of youth, this woman. She looked
all
incredible.
All of them, though. All of them.
Yeah. Molly Holly looked prime, like in her prime. So did Melina. They got Cardi B to tweet, which is always good. For WWE, Angel Garza's flirt everybody, and Torrie Wilson's into a locker room. That way he can go after Cardi B. But it's the Boogeyman. He gets surprised and scared, and R-Truth pins him. This was harmless. This was the most use that a lot of the legends got tonight.
And this made me happy because, first of all, they mention, usually we've talked about this before where they'll make mentions to like some pop culture thing and people like me will be like, I don't know what you're talking about. This is like one of the first times where I was like, yes, I know all the people that are being mentioned in this. This is great. And it ended up working great because, as you mentioned, Cardi B was out there tweeting, and that is some really good mainstream publicity for WWE to have somebody like Cardi B to be out here tweeting about their superstars and all of that. And I was actually pretty, I don't know much about Cardi B, so to kind of get a background on like her wrestling interest, the people that she likes, you know, the fact that she knew Melina and she recognized her entrance, like that is a pretty cool thing to, you know, to see, especially as a you know, wrestling fan, to have that nice little crossover.
Yeah, they did good by making that work. It did work for them. I really like that. Carlos Easy says Wrestle Kingdom Night 1 watch along was so fun, even if I was appalled by all the Tai Chi slander. Man, the man's got the worst hair in wrestling, and it's not even close. It's terrible. Nerd Guru says, I was waiting for the Hurt Business Hulk Hogan segment. Denise, I think that he probably should not hold his breath with that one.
No, probably not.
Yeah, that one isn't going to work for him, brother. Anakin JMP says, catching up on shows I missed while sick, and I need more Denise singing. I got my stimulus, Denise. So, Denise, give me a number, and I'll slip some cash for Sean to send you when he gets the shirt I'm remailing tomorrow. I think that's something you should probably drop on a Denise Salcedo live stream by the sound of it.
I was going to say, I don't want you to waste your stimmy on me and my awful singing. Like, use your stimmy on something else.
So we have a super chat from August 3 that was retracted. But J-Love says, no cap, this was the worst Raw ever. Huge slap in the face to all wrestling fans. I completely disagree with that. Nothing with that main event on it can be the worst Raw of all time, Denise. That match was awesome.
No, and I know this wasn't the worst Raw of all time because I've sat here covering some really bad Raws. There's been Raws where I've thought to myself, what the hell am I going to say on this show? I have absolutely nothing to say. And this show was a little bit interesting because I, for the most part, it went by really fast, but at the same time, there wasn't all that much that I was like completely crazy about, but it wasn't slow either. So it was like an in-between show where it wasn't bad and it wasn't like the greatest. I mean, I loved the ending to the show. I thought it was really good, but I mean, overall, I thought it was a perfectly fine Raw.
Brian Flaxman brings up a good point. Did anyone else need a shower after Flair and Asuka? So Charlotte comes out with her father and Lacey keeps trying to flirt with him. And this, first off, this match was not good. It was really bad. One of the worst natural selections ever. It was so bad. And Ric Flair accidentally trips Charlotte Flair. This is after Charlotte Flair made Lacey catch an ass whipping for flirting with him. And she gets in his face again. And you knew he was going to end up crying tonight, Denise. But it happened.
He cried twice tonight.
Yeah, because of Orton later. But
yeah,
this was the first of three non-title matches where the champions lost, and they lost by a sneaky pin, Denise.
Although one of them I was kind of happy about, and we'll get into it later.
Sure. Well, what'd you think about this match?
Okay, so this match, I obviously didn't care for it. I was like, why is Lacey flirting with Ric Flair? What did I miss? Is she just curious about Space Mountain? What's happening here? but no, the match itself, I really had absolutely no interest in this. It wasn't good. I don't really care for seeing Peyton and Lacey be a team together. That wasn't doing anything for me. And it wasn't there. And I didn't like what they did with Charlotte afterwards, where she's coming out here and she's yelling at her dad, just because we've had like the heel Charlotte for such a long time. And we're finally starting to see like this babyface Charlotte, and that's who she's supposed to be since her return, but not necessarily if she's out there yelling at her dad. So I kind of felt like this was reverting back to the Charlotte that we're used to seeing.
Yeah, it did. And this is just another case of me not needing to see Asuka with the tag titles. Give them to the Riot Squad. Let them do something else. I do not need to see a feud surrounding these two titles and whatever's going to happen here. I didn't need it. And I don't need to see a bunch of champions losing every week via sneaky pins either. I thought they were doing good building Charlotte upon her return. It's another feather in Peyton Royce's cap if you want to take something happy away from it. Cameron says, I don't want to see him wrestle in 2021. Me either. But I'm not like upset about Goldberg being back because I know he's got two matches on his deal this year and two matches next year. So,
you know what? I'm going to stand up for those people here that are watching this stream and want to have a different opinion than Sean. I'm excited to see Goldberg wrestle.
Who the fuck doesn't let anybody have a different opinion? Like, he's just not good. He is not good. He can't
cut a good. Drinking the haterade.
He can't cut a good promo. He can't have a good match. The only good match.
Tonight's promo was good.
Oh, it was garbage. It was garbage.
I liked it.
By the way, we got a super chat. I can't watch this show and listen to Denise pretend like Goldberg is still enjoyable in 2021. Have a good night.
God, do we not have any other people out there with like a different opinion? Well,
the thing is, most of these people have watched the show and they see Goldberg and they know that he's garbage and he's bad.
People are afraid to have their own opinion, but everybody wants to have the same opinion that people have on social media so that you won't be the outcast.
Or maybe he sucks ass and he's just not good. Oh. Maybe he's just not good anymore. And most people see that. The Ziggler stuff, that was fine. The man almost killed a dude in the ring. He almost killed The Undertaker in the ring. He ran his head into a locker or a door backstage and was like, ah, I need to
Things
wrestle.
Happen, Sean. Things happen.
They don't, right? Though. People don't run their head into doors backstage and then just,
so what?
Like,
so wrestle. He wants to do something. He's not forcing you to run your head through a door, is he now?
What? What does that even mean?
Sean, you are just a Goldberg hater.
I mean, okay, sure. I don't like the guy's work.
At least own it.
What? Are you trying to convince me that I don't like Goldberg? I don't like the man's work. I think it's bad. I think it's not good. The Brock Lesnar match, very good. The Dolph Ziggler match made a lot of sense. As Anakin says, Goldberg is a broken clock that can be right once in a blue moon.
God, I can't with y'all.
He ended Bret Hart's career after Bret begged him to not hurt him.
Sure he did that intentionally because people want to hurt other people intentionally.
Well, here's the thing, Denise. When you hurt people in a wrestling match where you're not supposed to be hurting somebody else, that usually means you're a bad pro wrestler, especially when it happens a lot. And Trent says, don't forget the Billy Boy, also retired, Bret Hart. Jeremiah Lasky says, two things. Goldberg had a mark on his forehead, so he probably headbutted a door again. And we didn't even get a Carlito cameo. I was bummed out about no Carlito. I really was. Just because we never see him. And I was like, well, what are they going to do with him? But in reality, he'd have probably been backstage eating an apple and nothing else. Probably where they're going with that.
Yeah, he's going to eat. Yeah, I don't. Look, at the same time. Well, can they ever? I want to see Carlito too, actually. I don't have anything negative to say about Carlito. I want to see Carlito too.
I think he could probably still work a match if they wanted him to at this stage. We had AJ Styles defeating Elias. This is a pretty solid match. This has got a little bit of a short-term build. You've got them interacting last week. But I think despite the match that was all right, everybody was talking about almost after this. Him Wasn't kicking it, the...
They were calling him Omos today.
Omos. Yeah, they keep changing it.
What is it? It's been Omos, but today it was Omos.
I don't get it. I don't...
So what are we calling him?
I mean... Omos, I guess, is what I'm calling.
You call him Omos, I'll call him Omos.
That way, at least one of us is wrong.
Exactly.
But him kicking that guitar was probably the highlight of this match, and this wasn't a bad match or anything.
No, honestly, this match was fine. It was what it was. At the end of the day, whenever AJ's in there, you know you're gonna have a solid match. But the highlight was definitely Omos kicking that guitar. Was freaking fantastic, and the timing was impeccable. The impact was astonishing. I loved that one little spot. Was great.
Yeah, that worked out really, really well. And I haven't really got to see what Omos can do in the ring, or even from a physicality standpoint, besides his awesome like rockabye baby slam through a table, which looks really good. But I mean, this is fine. They're using him really, really well right now.
Well, I like that we're getting bits and pieces because, like you said, we haven't really seen much. We don't really know what he's capable of doing. So, in a way, we're only seeing what he can do really well, and that's working for him.
That's the old accentuate the positives, hide the negatives, 9-1-1 back in ECW. Just So, I mean, they did that with Diesel for a long time, and then he got good enough to where they felt comfortable with him working where he worked, and it did pretty well. Looks like the AJ Elias thing is going to continue. Do you have any interest in that?
No. And it's not, I mean, I like Elias, but...
Time for me and Denise to argue some more. Tango Ray says, WWE has burned fans too many times with Goldberg to even attempt to have any faith with booking him in matches. No minute matches make up for it. Legit worried about the Rumble match against Drew. I think that's kind of what they want, though. They want people to be like, oh, shit, are they going to put the title on Goldberg again?
Y'all are working yourselves. You are all working yourselves. Like, okay. Go in this with, like, glass half full. Be excited. This could be something good. But people just want to crap on it. I'm not here to crap on it.
Here's the reason. Because WWE has burned fans too many times with Goldberg. I see what they're doing. They want people to go, oh, shit. Are they going to drop the title? Are they going to have Drew drop the title? But at the same time, like, I don't really want to see him in this spot. If he was facing somebody else, I'd be like, yeah, all right. I just don't need to see him in the title picture every year. I've seen it. I saw it last year. I saw it 2 years before that. I saw it the year before that. Seen it a bunch.
Well, that's, you know, it. What? I want to see it again. And I'm sure there's more people out there like me. They're just afraid to come out.
No, they're out there, Denise. Like, these people aren't hiding. The Jam one, Ryan B. Jam, sent a super chat and said, let's see, where is it? I always love seeing how many people hate seeing the Goldberg thing because they're the same ones that praise Brock when he's back. I don't know. That's a generalization.
Well, I wouldn't say so because I'm also a big Brock fan and I love seeing Brock Lesnar come back, but I wouldn't compare the two necessarily.
Brock doesn't hurt a lot of people either, so I don't really necessarily mind that.
Why do you roll
your eyes about this? Like,
my eyes like 50 times in this stream already.
It is a legitimate concern when Bill Goldberg gets in the ring with people. He hurts people, and the art of pro wrestling is to not fuck up the person that you're in the ring with. It's to make it look like you're doing it and not doing it. That's. I mean, it's not like, oh my God, I hate Goldberg. I want to see him get beat so bad. It's, holy shit, I am very, very concerned that Drew McIntyre might get physically hurt and lose months or a year of his career in this match. That's my concern.
All right, well, I don't see it that way, and I hope that that doesn't happen. Obviously, nobody wants that to happen.
You're just a Drew McIntyre hater. You want to see him?
Why the heck did I become a Drew McIntyre hater?
You want to see him get hurt. That's why you want Goldberg to face him.
What are you talking about? I'm a big Drew McIntyre fan.
Isaac says, Goldberg, young world champion WrestleMania season. A great person once said, I think I've seen this film before, and I think I didn't like the ending.
Do you even get that? I was gonna call you Isaac by the person super chat name. Do you even get that reference that
nope,
Isaac
I sure did? Don't.
Jesus, poor Isaac. Put some, you know what? While I didn't agree with 50% of his tweet, he closed it off in a good way. So you know what? I'm not going to talk smack on dear Isaac.
Hannah M says, giving this a month build and a spot to him is so insulting to their current talent. And once again, why no one on their current roster will ever be a star. That is also a concern. It's like, okay, well, you've got a lot of talent. You've got one of the best rosters in the world, but they never seem to build anybody that is a consistent, effective threat. Why do you think that is?
Well, that's definitely true. I mean, look at Keith Lee. He's a perfect example of that, but I don't think that having Goldberg come back and do a match is necessarily going to be the reason as for that. If they're not going to build up new stars, that's on them on that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And they should be building up new stars, obviously. And at the same time, not saving people where it's like, oh, it's this person's time to shine. So we're not going to let this person shine right now. No, we got to let multiple people shine at the exact same times. That's how it was, you know, back in the day. They got to keep it going.
I mean, a lot of people don't remember this. John Cena didn't become world champion until 2005. But in 2003, he got hot for a while. And they were like, you know what? Well, we're going to do a feud with Brock right now. He's going to do a feud with Brock right now for the title. It wasn't his time yet, but it showed people, oh, he can deliver at this level. And they did it on pay-per-view. Worked out all right for that guy.
Can you imagine if you were like, nah, Brock, sorry, this ain't your moment right now. So we're going to have you wait on the sidelines till it's your moment.
That's the unfortunate thing was for years and years and years, they changed their method because of Brock, because they gave Brock everything. They gave him Royal Rumble, King of the Ring, world title, beat The Rock. main event of WrestleMania, and then he left in like a year and a half. So forever, they're like, ah, we're never doing that again. And we've never really seen a push like that ever since. We've never seen somebody just come straight in, win the title, and dominate. We kind of saw it with Finn Balor, but he had an NXT run. So it's yeah. Aiden says, the pure fear for most wrestling fans at seeing Goldberg now is why this is so bad. You can't ever trust Vince to not mess everything up. I mean, if they have a good match and Drew McIntyre wins, or if there's like a non-finish that builds to something else that either has like a rematch or Keith Lee involved as rumored, I'm okay with it. Again, I just don't want to see Goldberg win the title.
You know, if this match is really good, Sean, you're not allowed to like it. I'm stripping you of being able to like this
Quit
match.
Quit stripping me, you pervert. Yes. Trevor L.
Taking away your happiness.
Thankfully, Jeremy isn't stuck in the middle.
Poor Jeremy. Jeremy was tortured.
Oh, but we're amazing.
You know, technically, Sean, BTW, now this is me being nice, and you're supposed to be nice to me too this stream.
I am nice to you.
FYI.
You just think that the reason that I don't like Goldberg is because I'm a Goldberg hater. No, I'm concerned for the safety of people that he works with legitimately. Anakin says if they have to use Goldberg for his contract, why does it have to be for a title? It doesn't. And that's why I'm not like, oh, Goldberg's back. He's got four more matches on his deal right now.
I was going to say, who's he going to be having a match with? Think about it. If it's not with somebody that's in the top, who? Oh,
I love the Ziggler program because it was like, you know, you knew the drill.
That was good. Yeah, that was good.
You knew that he was going to kill Dolph Ziggler. And that's what he did. And I thought that was perfect. I thought that was really, really good. I was there live and I loved it.
Nice.
Evan Wright says, didn't watch tonight because I'm on a WWE cleanse. People doing them like juice cleanses. Oh, my God.
I've never heard that, a WWE cleanse.
A WWE cleanse. Avery Dunn says,
wait, hold on, though. Does it count, though, if he's on our podcast listening to WWE content? I mean, that's like sniffing the food. You're not eating it, but you're sniffing it.
Fair. Well, Shayna Baszler sniffed a wrestling match tonight. She attacked Mandy Rose from behind, and then Dana Brooke came out in her platform shoes and her leather pants, and she said, let's fucking go, and they did, and she pinned her right out of the gate. She pinned Shayna right out of the gate. I don't know why I'm supposed to care who wins these matches if they don't, but how are you feeling about this?
All right, so I remember last week I said that I had wanted to see more of Dana Brooke, and I do want to see more of Dana Brooke, but I actually thought that Mandy came out looking incredible today. I mean, she looked phenomenal. I don't know what it is. It's the new hair, the all black leather look, but she looks like she's ready to kill someone. And I really liked that. I mean, the match itself, I didn't care for, but I did like how Mandy came out, you know, afterwards.
Evan Wright says, I appreciate Denise being different. She rules.
Thank you. Finally, someone's appreciating me. You know, I get it.
I appreciate you, Denise.
Thank you.
20 Names Deegan says, weekly reminder, Shayna deserves better than this. I agree. That's the weird balance that we're in, Denise. It's like we want to see more of Dana Brooke. Mandy Rose did look like $1 million, but Shayna also deserves a lot better than this weird, weird booking that is existing.
It's going to take
right
a while, I think, to get Shayna back to where she was at. I've said this before, but they need to rehab her. They need to make me believe again that she's got that killer instinct because she had it. But this whole partnership with Nia really took that a lot away from her, and they need to do a little bit more to really build her back up.
Guys, I am trying to keep up with the super chats. There are a ton tonight, so if I miss one, send some little stars at the end of the show and resubmit them, and I'll get them in. Cyclops is better than Wolverine says, why did Berg treat Drew like a heel? Weird promo. So yeah, we're gonna keep going back to this promo, and it was very unusual. He was like, he came out and he's like, you don't respect any of those legends, and I'm like, when did that happen? He's like flexing with Hulk Hogan in this really terrible backstage segment. And like,
it felt like it's something that should be directed at Randy Orton.
Yeah. And in my notes, I put Bill Goldberg is picking a fight with his own imagination. This didn't happen. I think he has ran his head into too many doors, Denise. I think that he probably should have been speaking to Randy Orton about this. And you know what? You ask, who should Goldberg be facing? Why not Randy Orton? The legend.
Yeah, that
killer
would actually be a good one. I would like that.
That would be fine. And at least if something terrible happened there, Randy Orton's reaction to it would be well worth anything. I mean, that guy, he'll let you know if he's upset. Jose Flores says Goldberg is to wrestling what Taylor Swift is to talk singing. I will not accept that.
I don't think Jose Flores has ever listened to Taylor Swift. So unless you've actually listened to all her music and not just one song, do not come at me with talking about Taylor Swift's music.
I can't support that. I enjoy Taylor
Thank Swift. You, Sean. You are a good friend.
I am. Matt Scales says, what does that even mean, Denise? We don't need Goldberg back. Drew deserves better for the Rumble. Well, I agree that we don't need him back, but he's got a contract. They've got to use those matches. What do you think?
I actually think that if he has a good match, and like you said, safe match with Goldberg, I actually think this would do a lot of good stuff for Drew McIntyre. And obviously with him winning, obviously, I think that it would, you know, add something to his reign.
The Jam One Ryan B. Jam says, Sean, Goldberg suffered the head injury during the Taker match in the post spot, not because of the him hitting the locker door. Yeah, that's what the guy who concussed himself that day says. So yeah, we'll take his word for it after he ran his head into a door and had some trouble even before that.
You know what? I'm going to contact Ron Patel, who sponsored the No Profanity September, November, whatever month. And I'm going to tell him to offer you some money, run your head through a door for some good, hard cash.
Why do you want me to get a concussion? I suffered from post-concussion syndrome for like a year. I know how bad it is, Denise. It sucks. And you definitely shouldn't be trying to lift up a 50-something-year-old 300-pound man when you've got a concussion.
You're no fun, Sean.
NWM says, just shouting out Dante Allen. Yeah, shout out to Dante Allen. We don't do shout outs, but I saw what you did there. Rob Wilkins says, SRS and Denise, do you all have a favorite Royal Rumble? Apparently, and this is Rumble 93. My two are Rumble 07 and 92. Ric Flair winning, and then the Shawn Michaels Undertaker end. Do you have a favorite?
Mine is actually, and this is kind of unfortunate, but mine was actually when Benoit won. That I had the biggest mark out moment ever. I need to find a new one.
Yeah, you do.
Unfortunately, it was just like the biggest mark out moment of my life at that point. But things have since changed.
It was at the time a very, very good Royal Rumble.
Yes, it was amazing. I still remember it so perfectly. Like I had never been so excited at a Royal Rumble result than I did that day. And so now I got to upgrade. I got to change my answer.
Injection says, can you please have Denise on your Rumble show? Stream it on both channels so we can hear Denise take back everything she said.
No, because Sean never asked me to be on the pay-per-view shows.
The only reason I never ask you is because I assume you're doing one on your own channel.
Sean, I started doing pay-per-views on my stream because no one was asking me.
Okay,
but you
fine.
Missed out on having Denise Salcedo on your post shows.
Fine. I'm asking Denise Salcedo to be on the Royal Rumble post show.
Well, I don't have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, exactly.
What, I've been with Fightful for how long and this is my first ask? Wow.
You've never done a pay-per-view show with me?
No, you never asked me, Sean. All of 2019, all of 2020, and now 2021.
Never?
Never, Sean Ross Sapp.
Oh, that's amazing.
Never did you ask me. And I was there, like, all waiting, like a sad, pathetic balloon melting in the sun.
Did you say a baboon?
Deflating. No, balloon.
Oh, balloon.
I was those sad balloons that couldn't stay up with a little string. No helium. I was air blowed.
Oh, well, if you like getting air blowed and have trouble staying up.
I blame myself for that.
Cyclops says, not sure if Goldberg paid Denise or she's trolling. I think she's trolling.
No, hell no. I'm a big Goldberg fan, and that's the hill I'm willing to die on.
Really? You know, okay, fine.
There's not many hills I'm willing to die on. That's it right there.
Well, if you were wrestling Goldberg on a hill, you'd probably die because he's terrible at it. You need to get a Goldberg tattoo, like the barbed wire on your arm.
I don't do tattoos. Sorry.
Edge Sword says, real disappointed, no angle, but my Rumble prediction is Daniel Bryan, and he faces Roman Reigns. And that leads to another super chat where, I can't remember who it was that said, it looks like Daniel Bryan's winning the Royal Rumble. They are leaning that direction, at least based on how things look, Denise.
Dude, honestly, I don't know. I don't mind seeing Daniel Bryan win. I really don't. Yeah. I can't even say I hate that. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it is about 7 years behind.
Yeah, it's more like timing, I think. I think I'd rather see somebody that I feel hasn't had their moment, you know, on the top spot. Does that make sense? Like Daniel Bryan's been there, you know? So I kind of want to see someone that hasn't been there.
Nerd Guru brings up a good point. Drew defended all those legends at Clash of Champions against Randy Orton.
You know what? I don't know what to tell you. I wasn't in the writer's room for this, Sean, okay?
Safe Match and Goldberg don't compute together.
Oh, I'm writing names down. I know everybody who sent this super chats in. Be hearing from me on Twitter.
Guys, we do not do shout outs and promotions in our super chats. You gotta pay for an ad for that. But Botch Club says, what's good? Please support the Jimmy Miranda Award for this year's WWE Hall of Fame. And Anakin says, sorry, Denise, Goldberg having a safe match is like MJF cutting a bad promo. It's impossible.
What do you want me to say?
Kevin Langhoff brings up a good point. Goldberg and Drew makes more sense than Roman and Goldberg. Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roman does not need to be cheered. If there were fans, I fully believe Roman gets cheered over Goldberg.
I would have liked it if, I mean, based on tonight's opinions of Goldberg, I don't think this would happen, but I would like to have seen a babyface Goldberg versus a heel Roman Reigns. I think that would have been phenomenal, but based on these chats, I don't think that would have been a possibility.
Man, I've never seen the amount of super chats for
something. Oh, see, you know what, Sean Rostap, send a thank you note to Goldberg because he's out here triggering the people. They're sending in super chats and keeping Fightful afloat.
Yeah, I got a contract. I don't care. I'm guaranteed. Nerd Guru says at this rate, by December, Drew is getting lit on fire. Well, if he made it through 3 or 4 months of Orton without getting set on fire, I think he's safe, Denise.
Wait, who's getting set on fire? Drew? Oh God, no. No, 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 no. I would have zero reaction to that. I would just stop talking.
Well, what was your reaction to the Hurt Business getting beat by Lucha House Party? By the way, Lucha House Party talked to Melina backstage and I was like, oh sweet, they'll bring her to the ring. No.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That would have been nice.
They didn't though.
Dude, Lucha House Party has been getting wins. What? I mean, come on. What?
They're on every brand right now. They're on NXT on Wednesdays. They did the Lumberjack gimmick with Big E a couple weeks ago, and now they're winning matches on Raw. Kalisto was dead weight.
I can't believe this. Man. This is like every time the Lucha House Party would come out, I'd be like, all right, they're about to lose. Like, whatever. They're taking seriously. Now I'm a little bit taken aback here. I was honestly shocked when last week when they got a win. I was shocked this week when they got a win. And if they get a win next week, I'm still going to be shocked. That's how much buried these guys have been throughout the last several years, that in order to hit for them to have wins, like for me, it's like, what?
And they're both so good. They're so freaking good. Anakin says, I need a PPV of Denise and Warren arguing over whether Goldberg is awesome.
I don't get paid enough.
That's true. Colt Bedeau says, if you want to be airblowed, Blue Chew. I mean, you know. RJ Martin says, thoughts on Lashley versus Matt Riddle? Well, it's time to talk about that match. He says, I feel like the match was a nice build for a Rumble match for the title. Riddle killed it with the selling. So, hot and cold on this, because one, WWE always does this. They're like, instead of just building a first-time title match, they're like, oh, well, we're going to do it non-title on Raw. We see it all the time. We saw it tonight. But the way this ended, Denise, the heel has a complaint. And to me, I wasn't like, I don't even feel bad when something like this happens to a heel. I don't feel like the face is slimy. I just feel like Riddle was smart here. Behind the ref's back, he tapped out. Done it in the gym a million times. The old fake tap out. Then you take advantage of the situation. I thought it made Riddle look smarter than what he's leading on backstage.
Okay, so I thought for me, I wasn't crazy about the finish because I thought that they should have made it more impactful. If they're going to have Matt Riddle win, I think he should have won in a more strong way instead of it just being a roll-up, really. For me, that doesn't do anything. For me, as a viewer, it doesn't put over the person that won like that much more. It doesn't do anything. I need to see like a clear, actual, honest-to-God victory, clean finish. And so while it was nice that he won this match, he needs to have more solid wins for me to really, you know, and this goes for everybody, for anybody, for me to just actually care.
Yeah. Guys, if I have missed your super chat, put some little stars next to your comment. We will go back. Sean, and
I never miss anyone's super chats on my
stream. Well, we got a lot coming in. We've got dozens coming in. We got 1,100 people watching us right now. So it's a busy night. It's a busy night. Yeah, I thought that the finish here, it worked. And this was a bad night for the Hurt Business. You had Cedric arguing with Shelton after the match. We didn't even mention that. He kind of walked away. I like that Cedric is playing the I'm the winner, all you old loser geezers, or you got to catch up type of thing. But I thought that worked really, really well. This is the first time that Bobby Lashley has been pinned in a one-on-one match since June. He's been protected heavily. So this was big. I wish that the roll-up would have been a little bit more secure. I just hate seeing six sneaky pins in one night. Hate seeing it. It's very frustrating, especially when you got a couple of good, clean wins with the Styles Clash and Xavier won with a Shining Wizard. That was cool. I like that. But I just don't like the sneaky pins. Other than that, I'm like, yeah, this built up to Royal Rumble pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. If you're going to give them the win, just at least give them non-sneaky wins. I don't like those either.
Guys, don't just send stars to send stars. You will be banned. That is very counterproductive, and it's very frustrating. Thank you. We have more super chats.
Wow, Sean, you're sassy.
I mean, come on. I'm on like 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Don't be trolling in the chat. That's very counterproductive. Come on now. D'Lo Diggs says, Roman Reigns, you're next. Goldberg on the bump. I don't think they're going to set up to Roman Reigns and Goldberg because I don't think it would do what they would want to do with those two guys. I think it would get sympathy for Roman.
Instead of making him an even bigger heel. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We had the Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy match. This is a pretty good match, but it took them a half an hour into this show to approach the, hey, did a woman get burned alive last week or not?
Hey,
I told you they would do this, Denise. I'm just saying. I told you.
Oh, God. I forgot all of last week's argument already. I feel like we argued so much last week.
You supported this cliffhanger. You were like, oh, yeah. It makes you want to tune in next week.
I liked the cliffhanger. Sue me.
And then the first thing that...
The show back, I forgot.
Oh my gosh. So this match, it had a lot of callbacks to their old stuff, like with the ears and all that. How'd you feel about this match? You could say that this was another legend that Randy Orton was beating. I love the finish.
I was going to say they really were putting over the fact that Jeff Hardy was a legend on tonight's show. I thought that was kind of funny just because I don't even know if you obviously he's a legend, but he's not a legend in the per se that, oh, he's been gone and came back and hasn't been on TV. You know, that sort of legend. I think the major highlight for me of this match was really the whole, you know, finger in the ear sort of thing that makes you cringe and he's pulling in. It really just makes Randy Orton just look that much more of like a, you know, crazy viper person, insane in the head to doing that.
Yeah, throughout the night, we saw Randy Orton going after legends, like he made Ric Flair cry, and I thought they were gonna do something with Big Show. I really did, but they didn't.
The Big Bro.
Oh, the Big Bro, because yeah, Riddle did that gimmick too. He went after Mark Henry on a scooter. Now, by that, I don't mean that Randy Orton chased Mark Henry on a scooter. That would have been very funny.
Why did he have a scooter?
I don't know. I had heard, I don't want to speculate on his medical.
Oh, I see. It was a medical thing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But it did get some sympathy on Mark Henry. I was like, oh, quit picking on him.
The scooter did it for you?
Yeah, it did. I was like, man.
I don't think
you
gained sympathy from me. I was just more wondering why he had a scooter. I think that was my focus.
I mean, that's understandable, but you're not worried about Randy Orton beating his ass?
No.
Oh, Denise.
No, I wasn't. Is my soul too dark?
Is Evidently, yes.
I was just thinking, why is there a scooter?
You're choosing violence every Monday. I don't understand it.
Okay, first of all, we're watching wrestling. How are we not all choosing violence every week?
An example says, if Goldberg beats Drew, I hope at least Miz cashes it on.
Get out of here, Brandon.
I don't want to see Miz beating Goldberg for the title either. No, I don't want to see that.
Please, God,
that.
No.
Oh, my gosh. 21 Names Deegan says, do you think WWE Creative wrote Goldberg's promo back when Randy was champ and Goldberg just refused to change it when the champ changed? I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
Dang, that would be crazy.
It didn't make any sense, Denise. It was like, bro, what are you talking about? He's really nice to everybody backstage.
Yeah, I think it was written for Randy Orton.
Oh, man, this was real, real weird. Real weird. Well, we got an awesome main event. Drew McIntyre defeated Keith Lee. This is after a horrible segment with Hogan where they flexed and all that trash. But Keith Lee was beating that ass for a long time, a real long time. And it got to the point where he's like pouncing Drew over the table or over the barricade. Drew hit him with a power bomb. My only qualm about this match is I couldn't see the damn power bomb because the camera shook. But besides that, I love this match. We saw a freaking Spanish fly.
Yeah.
What the hell? I like to think that Adam Pearce is teaching him that at the Performance Center every week now.
Imagine. Well, okay. So, like, did you like the incorporation of having the legends there, by the way, like cheering Keith Lee on and being right there in the chairs? I kind of thought that was a little like, oh, my mom is watching. She's cheering for me. Yay, I got
it. It was very awkward.
I didn't like it. It was weird.
Have you ever played Mortal Kombat?
No, I don't play video games.
Well, there was this big boss, and like through the first two, he'd be sitting in the back like, yes, kill each other for me. That's how it felt. It felt like all these legends were like, yes, shed blood for us.
No,
make your sacrifice.
It didn't feel like that for me. I think I would have even preferred that instead. This felt really just like your mom is watching your soccer game and you got to play really good that day.
Yeah. Jeremiah Lasky said that he made a Tai Chi joke. Oh, man, bummer. Nerd Guru says, Ali buried the legends on Raw Talk tonight. Well, I mean, they were there to do exactly what we said they were going to do. Stand around backstage, and that's unfortunate. And a lot of people were like, oh, well, you'd be mad if they wrestled. That's not all they can do. It's creative. Like, come up with something else for them to do.
They could have had Mickey wrestle. They could have had Melina wrestle. Why not? I thought it would be kind of fun. I mean, it's Legends Night, so why not incorporate that? I mean, a lot of people might have tuned in to see the Legends. You don't know what people are tuning in for. Maybe just something different, not your ordinary every single week Raw. And I think people want to see something different. So it wouldn't have been too bad.
Reminder, guys, we will be on twitch.tv/FightfulGaming at 3 a.m. Eastern for the Wrestle Kingdom post show. It is a new year. And with the new year, you're getting all these, big matches, Denise, these 30, 40, 50 minute matches.
Yeah.
Are you thirsty for more? Do you want more great matches?
Yes, I'm thirsty for great matches.
Well, fortunately for you, if you're thirsty, Hydrant is here to take care of you. It's time to make that fresh start and to build your hydration into your healthy routines, Denise. The days are shorter, it's colder, even where you are, and your energy's lower. We know your energy's low, Denise. You never have energy. And we know that everybody should drink water. I mean, look, I drink my water, but by the time you feel thirsty, it's too late. You're already dehydrated. You can't focus. You feel tired. And Hydrant is here to help you out. Drinkhydrant.com/Fightful. Enter the promo code Fightful for 25% off your first order. That's drinkhydrant.com/Fightful and use that code Fightful. It's a refreshing drink mix powder made with four key electrolytes, sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. I drink it during and after workout. Sometimes I'll drink a little bit before bed. I drink it in the morning because you lose a lot when you sleep. It's got a lot of great stuff in it, made with real fruit juice powder. No artificial sweeteners or synthetic colors. No nonsense, just science. It's got, and also they've got the new Hydrant Immunity that I've really liked. It's got vitamins A, B6, B12, C, and D, along with ginger and turmeric. Water is meeting wellness in a vitamin-packed drink mix. And it's got a 100% satisfaction guarantee, which is something that we ask of all of our sponsors. That way, if you guys check it out and you don't necessarily like it, I want you all to be able to get your money back. And Hydrant does that for you. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just send it back and get a full refund. Drinkhydrant.com/Fightful. Use that code Fightful for 25% off. 22 named Deegan asks if I forgot your chat. Send it again with those little stars, just like that, if I missed your super chat, and then just put your question after that. Isaac Merriweather says, Denise made fun of Jeremy's love life last Friday. Loves Goldberg hurting people, has no sympathy for Mark Henry. You've gone full heel.
Okay, first of all, I did not make fun of dear Jeremy's love life, okay? I just said he looks so young that I didn't expect him to be married and divorced, okay? I did not make fun of Jeremy Lambert or his divorce.
A lot of people asking why Melina is trending and nobody else. It's because Cardi B tweeted about Melina. That's why.
Yeah.
Cardi B, one of the biggest pop stars in the world, tweeted about Melina. That's what happened. And a lot of people are saying, are bringing up that segment.
I'm happy for her. She should be trending.
Yeah. The finish of this Drew Lee match was fantastic. Out of the spirit bomb into the Claymore. I know this show is all over the map tonight, guys. Bear with me. It'll be normal again next week. But a great finish. I thought an awesome match. How'd you feel?
I liked the match. And I think my favorite part of it was actually that I don't even want to call it a pounce when he really just threw over Drew McIntyre over that barricade. I think the part why it looked so impressive was because he went sideways. Usually they go face forward. Nah, it looked like Drew McIntyre did like a hop leap into the other side. I wouldn't even know what you're going to call that, but I thought that was pretty cool. So I enjoyed the match. I thought it was a very good main event, and it made Keith Lee look good. It made Drew look good. I thought they both looked great in this match.
Avery Dunn says, Oldberg saying Drew was disrespectful when Randy was actually going around calling the legends has-beens is a lapse in logic that I hate. That seems like such a weird thing to write, Denise. Like, they did not do Goldberg any favors tonight by doing that. It's like, it was a major plot point of the show. Orton was stalking people.
He made Randy cry. I mean, he made Ric Flair cry.
It'll make Randy cry if they wrestle, that much I tell you. Colt Badeau says, I was hoping for a sirloin beef, sons of bitch, Spanish fly, and I got one. Yes, you did. And we got a super chat where someone said that Keith Lee should not be able to do a Spanish fly. He shouldn't be able to. It defies logic.
That's usually my favorite. When somebody that doesn't look like they should be doing something does it, and you're just like, dang, that's good. I like that.
Yes, Jeremiah, I miss your Tai Chi joke. I don't think I did. I think we brought it up on the show, actually. So, you know. Azo Smith says, Goldberg's opponents almost always lose something after the match. Denise says, it's obvious Drew will win, but we thought that with The Fiend, too.
I think that Drew and Roman are in a different level than The Fiend.
I think you forget how over The Fiend was.
His character's too one-dimensional.
One-dimensional? He's got multiple personalities.
Okay, fine. His multiple personalities are one-dimensional. Oh, but, like, there's God. Only certain directions you can go with The Fiend. And unfortunately, they didn't go there. So it's like, that's done. Moving on. Thank you, next.
Injection says, what if they finally go left field and have someone from NXT win the Rumbles? I know the betting odds, but still would be awesome. Would be different and cool to me. Those betting odds mean absolutely nothing right now. Do not pay any real attention to those betting odds right now.
I would actually love that idea so much. I would love it more than seeing Daniel Bryan win. I would love to see somebody from NXT win. That to me would make a bigger impact. And like I said, I want to see somebody that hasn't had that moment yet. Somebody from NXT would be that person.
I am Lil Lucha says, Cardi is a hip hop star, Sean. Pop is that trash Taylor belches. Buddy, she is on top 40 radio in Kentucky. She is a pop star.
Actually, Taylor Swift is also, she had the highest scoring, highest album on Amazon in the rock category while also doing country and pop. So, yeah.
Brandon Campbell says, I know this will affect the ratings the way that Vince thought. Alex said, did Denise Goldberg lover just call The Fiend one-dimensional? And Anakin says, Goldberg is more one-dimensional than The Fiend, Denise. You've been caught.
You know what? I'm sorry. I just feel people like need to get over it already. That's it. Get over it.
Here's the thing. If they stop bringing him back, it'd be real easy to get over
Why?
It.
Why? So he should just stop doing what he likes to do?
Wait. That he likes to do? He
loves to do?
He didn't do it for like a decade. He doesn't like to do it that much.
Why should he be
able
to come back?
But you're saying...
Are you an ageist, Sean?
Yes. If that means that somebody will get dropped on their dome, yes. But you're like, he shouldn't be able to do what he loves? He don't love this. That's the problem.
Why would you say that? You don't know how someone feels about their work.
Yes, you do, because he says it in interviews all the time.
To me, it seems like he loves it and has a passion for it. Did you not? You saw his documentary on the WWE Network. That was great.
Avery Dunn, when you do that, tell me what the super chat is so I can read it. These things disappear. I can't see it after that.
Peter says, a lot of people off today. I'm kind of proud.
Peter says, thank you for both taking the hit and watching the show so I don't have to. FTW is better than Raw.
On a cleanse.
Oh my God. Trevor L says Brock is good at wrestling. Goldberg is not. It's that simple. I mean, Brock can be when he's motivated. There have been plenty of times where Brock was not very good at wrestling. Anakin says, can Denise pop up on Sour Graps tomorrow? I don't want to see Denise and Alex argue. His one dimension is hurting.
I don't mind
people.
Arguing with Alex. It's he's still dimension. Grouchy.
Come on, look at this. Come on. 22 names Deegan says, I can't find my chat. I think it was something about wanting a second Keith Lee versus Drew instead of seeing Drew try to drag Grandpa Oldie to a semi-decent match.
You know what's funny? All the people talking smack on this Goldberg match are going to be like this when it's on.
David Rivera says, Goldberg tells Randy he didn't need any special tricks or matches to beat The Fiend, setting up Randy versus Goldberg at Mania for a special attraction legend killer match. Again, I'd be completely fine with Randy Orton and Goldberg in a special attraction legends match that went about 5 minutes long. I think Randy Orton is good enough to make that match good.
I saw the burial, Sean. I could read in between the lines.
What, by me saying that Goldberg needs somebody to carry him? Because he does.
Yeah, I read between the lines, Sean.
Nerd Guru says, Roman must have said, no, I'm not fighting Oldberg. So Vince was like,
I hope Goldberg watches the stream and spears you.
Yeah, good luck, buddy. I don't think that Roman would turn that down. Roman seemed just fine working with him last year, Denise.
Yeah, seriously. No, I don't. I don't mind it. What can I say? Man, everyone's going to hate me in these YouTube comments, by the way. People already hate me. I'm going to get more hate.
Reminder, guys, if I have missed your super chat, do like this and send it in. If you do that and you haven't sent one in. I'll ban you. Trent says, to quote the GOAT Titus O'Neil, I have no idea what I just saw. Somebody did ask me if I knew that the Goldberg thing was coming. I knew that he was setting up something for January. I just didn't know it would be tonight and this or else.
Makes sense, though. Legends Night, put the clues together. Come on, Sean.
Yeah. I just do think it's funny. Like, of all the things, like, Goldberg could say, he could say, you know, you and your entire generation walked out of my Hall of Fame speech. And they did. Not because they didn't like Goldberg or anything. They were just tired. It was late.
Well, the Hall of Fame things, they really need to speedline that.
Oh, yeah, they do. David Rivera says, in an alternate universe, Retribution attacks Legends after main event. We set up Dijak and Lee and Ali and McIntyre. I wish it was like that. I mean, I've seen enough Dijak and Lee for right now. Ali and Retribution, what can they possibly do? They can't. They've done everything that they can. Jeremiah Lasky says, the world needs Great O'Con and Goldberg. I want Goldberg to win that match. I want Goldberg to beat Great O'Con very, very badly.
Jesus.
Can Jimmy pay Denise as much as Goldberg does?
Hey, you know what? I'll take it.
Peter says, Denise, I think Goldberg and Sean have bad blood.
Yeah, seriously. What's the story there, Sean?
I thought that it was very irresponsible of him to run his head into a door before he wrestled a match.
What do you do if they say, like, hey, Sean, you get a Goldberg interview?
Well, I'll do the interview. Like, what's it going to do? Like, if he runs his head into a door before the interview, that would suck real bad. I mean, that wouldn't be good. But, like, I mean, I don't dislike Goldberg personally. I don't like him. Dislike him personally. I've got nothing against the man from a human being aspect. I just think he's dangerous in the ring. And that's it. I think he's dangerous in the ring. Eloquent says, would have watched Raw, but Hogan has go away heat with me. My friend, that is completely understandable. The Nerd Guru says, don't want to put this out there, but I hope this means Goldberg won't win the Rumble. Wouldn't put it past him to have him lose, then win the Rumble, though.
Oh. All right. What would you prefer, Sean? Goldberg wins the Rumble or Lars Sullivan wins the Rumble? Would you rather Fightful segment? Go. Mm. And you can't die. That's not an option.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather Goldberg win the Rumble than Lars Sullivan. I would. Just because they haven't done anything. If they made Lars interesting, then I'd say him because I think he's fine in the ring. Mike JC says, WWE is really good at giving fans something good. I still actually have yours, Mike. And he says, in this case, a really good main event. Then going, now shut up so we can do what we want. That's kind of funny. And Evan says, excited for Goldberg losing at Rumble, entering, winning, challenging Roman at Mania. What a wild 4 months this would be. That's something I don't like. I don't like when they have people lose at the Rumble like they had Becky lose to Asuka at the Rumble, and then they're like, oh, well, now she's winning the Rumble. I think that they think that losing makes people sympathetic, but it doesn't make them sympathetic to me.
No, it does not.
Brandon says, is Goldberg a heel now against Drew? Well, Drew said, fighting you is like fighting my dad, and then he got shoved down. What did you think of that line?
I thought that it was the go-to line that people would expect, to be honest.
Really? See, that's the thing.
But not with Drew, though. Drew's not the person to do that with, though.
But have they ever treated Goldberg like he's old there, though?
No,
like,
but they have done it to other people.
Sure.
Like, look at everything they did with Mickey James. Like, that was not cool. Weird. Like, that was one of my... Sorry, go for it?
I mean, yeah, I agree. It was shitty. Cyclops says, the women's division turned into a bad tag division. Asuka deserves better. Yeah. I agree. I hate the way that they're handling this. 23 Names Deegan says, I love you, Denise, just not this opinion. I do too. Jonathan says he likes Denise optimism. I do too, because you know what? We're doing numbers right now.
Oh, you're welcome, Sean. You're welcome. My pro Goldberg status brought you viewers.
Oh, God. And Carlos Easy says, I try not to look, or I always try to look at the positives, but having three different champions losing on surprise pins in one show, not even counting the 24/7, is so lazy. That it is very frustrating, Denise, when you see this, and it's like they have signature moves that just do them.
Wait, what's the argument here? Sorry, I missed the question.
The sneaky pins were lazy tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already said that. I'm not a fan of the sneaky pins. No. Unless it's Lucha House Party. Any pin they can take. I mean, at this point, I'll be surprised.
We'll take what we can get from them. That was the least offensive out of all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like the way that Riddle set his up. The Charlotte one, oh, man, that was rough. That was really rough. I'm going to do – oh, wait. Somebody – I don't know if you're asking who wins between Denise and Melissa, because Melissa's nickname is Latina Heat. I don't know. Melissa always finds a way to win.
I'm sure Melissa will kill me.
Melissa always finds a way to win.
Yeah.
The only Rick James says, Denise went full heel. Sean, watch your back. She's probably going to chair shot you from behind. No way. Me and Denise are just talking about wrestling shit.
Yeah, we're friends, actually.
We're best friends. And she is not involved in any witchcraft or cult behavior or anything remotely scary.
Hey, we still have my fortune telling segment before we close out the show, FYI.
Oh God.
That's happening, whether you like it or not.
Anakin says, bet Hogan is glad Goldberg took the attention off him tonight.
That's kind of true, actually.
And
Sean, you're frozen in the funniest way.
Probably am.
You're back,
I'm so exhausted. Rob Wilkins says, Ali just slated on Raw Talk. My God, pals. I will watch that tomorrow.
Do you watch Raw Talk?
I do. I watch Raw Talk and Smack Talk. Talk to Smack. And Mike JC says, Denise is awesome, not just this opinion. Oh, my God. I'm exhausted. No more super chats, guys. We're cutting them off.
Wow. Send those super chats.
I'm cranky tonight, Denise. I've got no
sleep. Yeah, I can tell.
I don't curse on these shows.
I don't like grouchy, Sean.
I don't either. I'm sorry I was so grouchy.
You need to drink some warm milk, have a cookie.
I got the hydrant right here, actually. I'm very, very happy with it. Denise and Sean are like a brother and sister.
This is me being nice. Sean, I'm your friend.
And Kevin says, what happened with Roman at Mania now? I think WWE saves Roman versus Big E at SummerSlam. I think we get Roman and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, it feels too soon for Big E still. It doesn't feel like it's still going to be a bit for Big E.
And Injection says, Denise totally isn't hocus pocus right now. I mean, I beg people to not send super chats.
Send the super chats.
But I legitimately apologize for being cranky. I don't like cursing on the air anymore. They're innocent little children that watch us. So Denise, I apologize for being cranky to you. You're a good friend and I shouldn't have done that.
You know, I come in here, you know, just an honest working person coming in to make a dollar here and there.
I already
have to deal with a grouchy boss, you know. That's kind of mean.
Already. Give me my fortune. What do you got here?
Oh, it's time? Okay, so because it's 2021, please welcome Madame Baguette. Moon Baguette.
That's a baguette?
Yeah, that's my fortune teller name, Madame Moon Baguette. Okay, so Sean, I will be reading your fortune today because it's 2021, so you will now know what to expect for the year 2021. So question for you, please pick a stipulation. Will you be picking Hell in a Cell, Last Man Standing, War Games, or Tables, Ladders, and Chairs?
Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
Okay, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, please pick a wrestler. John Cena, Goldberg, Triple H, or HBK?
Goldberg.
Goldberg, okay. Please pick another. Please pick a number. 4, 6, 12, or 13?
13. Because
It's 15.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't get any unluckier than Goldberg.
It's 15, 4, 6, or 12?
I'll go with 6.
6? All right, this is your fortune for the year. You will enter the Royal Rumble, but trip like Titus. You will go so viral, you become famous in Hollywood. You will get more roles than The Rock, but then he will poison you out of jealousy. That is your fortune for 2021.
Denise!
The Rock can kill you.
How much time did you spend on this?
I came up with so many scenarios for you.
Denise! Are they all so bipolar like that?
No, they're all pretty fun. Like this one, you will star in a national Blue Chew commercial and get paid millions of dollars. Oh, I really want to read you this one. You will move to Canada, grow the longest beard, and become BFFs with Brock Lesnar. You will quit Fightful to open a meat restaurant with Brock. There's also one where Jeremy kind of does something really bad to you, too.
Good God. This is...
There's this one. You will finally interview Sting, but you will fall asleep during the interview. As a result, you will become TikTok famous, but the FTF movement will cause the app to shut down.
Yes.
Then there's also...
These are very bipolar, Denise. These are very hot and cold.
There's this one. You will deny Jeremy a raise, so Jeremy will do witchcraft and steal your identity. You will become one of your cats, but then you as a cat will become the most famous cat ever, and you will become the first cat to go to space.
Deny Jeremy a raise. We just gave him a new platform, for the love of God. I'm Evan Wright says,
that's what's happening.
H phone or my phone, BTE. Definitely not the H phone. It sucks. Also, why is the Raw Women's Division so dead? Because they're lazy booking them. That's why. And it's very frustrating. They deserve better. Anakin says, way to cheer up Sean, Denise.
What? And you then, become famous in Hollywood. That's your fortune for the year. It's not my fault the Rock's jealousy ends up killing you.
The nerd, you're sniffling.
I know, I'm sorry. I have a runny nose.
I swear, you sound like Samoa Joe cutting like a main event promo.
The nerd I'm sorry, guru, it's really cold.
The nerd guru says, does Denise love Goldberg because he was a shitty Santa?
No, I don't like Santa Claus. He's weird.
Guys, Denise, tell the people.
Well, okay, oh, Sean, you
almost didn't let you plug. I was so exhausted.
Oh, okay. So seriously, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. I will be doing a Wrestle Kingdom post review show tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Mark Raimondi from ESPN. So that should be really fun. Go check that out. And then Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. I've been having a fire year on Twitter, you know, so come on there and check it out. Oh, I also did my own version of the Firefly Funhouse inspired by Hocus Pocus. If you kind of want to be really creeped out, go and watch it.
Hey, guys, just so you all know, when you all send them like this and you haven't actually sent a super chat, I can see that. She just did that segment, so I can see that you didn't send a super chat with that. Until next time, guys, I appreciate you all. I am cranky. Join me at 3 a.m. on twitch.tv/.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.